And you want to know if you're right. You might say to that person, I'm right.
I think I'm right.
Yeah. What would you say? Something, I'm right, ain't I? I'm right, aren't I?
I usually say ain't.
Okay. So I'm right, ain't I? Does that sound,
yeah.
That sound?
That's just about the way I say it.
That's fine. Now, if you were going to you were going to make some new drapes, let's say, and you'd go to the store and get a small piece of the cloth to take home and look and see how it matched your other furniture, what would you call a piece of cloth like?
Scrap.
All right. Or if you went into a store, you went in, and they were giving away things.
You call it a remnant.
All right. Let's say it was food, though. Let's say you went into a store and they want you to taste something. They might say, here, have
a sample.
All right. And if someone had a dress on that thought was very nice, they might say, that's a very, what kind of a dress? Very...
very pretty.
Yeah. And that dress was pretty, but that other dress is even
prettier.
All right. And something a woman might wear over her dress when she's cooking?
Smock.
Yeah, or a...
apron.
Now, what's the difference between a smock and an apron?
Well, an apron fastens around the waist, and a smock slips on the coat style.
I see. So it wouldn't be if it came over the shoulders, it would be a smock rather than.
Well,
you'd call it.
Well, I'd think so. Now, a smock, a lot of them have sleeves.
Yeah.
There's aprons that do come over the shoulders, but most aprons fasten around the waist.
Right. Yeah. Something you might use to write with. Something. This is a
pen.
And something you use keep a baby's diaper together.
And safety pin.
All right. Now, do those two words sound different to you?
Yes. I think so.
Okay.
Because you're talking about two different things.
All right.
The way we would use it, of course, my pen, I'm going to write.
Uh-huh.
And if I was hunting for a safety pin, I'd want to wear a safety pin.
Right. All right, and these talk about those buckets were made of galvanized steel, but canned goods, we used to say, they come in, what's that?
Tin cans.
Yeah, all right, and five is?
Ten.
All right, and something a man might wear over his shirt?
Coat?
Yeah, and something he might wear between his coat and his shirt. Would have
vest.
Alright. And these are?
Pants.
Do you ever call them anything else?
Breeches.
Okay. And someone says, how did that coat, did that coat fit? You tried it on, you said, I tried it on yesterday and it?
It fit.
And you have a coat and pants of the same material, you call that a?
Match.
Or a?
Suit.
Yeah, and it's not an old one, but it's a
new.
All right, and your pockets are all filled up with things. You might say your pockets
bulging.
Okay, and if the shirt wasn't sanitized and was after it was washed,
shrank.
Yeah, and yesterday it
shrank.
Yeah. Did you did you ever use another word besides shrink for that?
Girl, what?
Okay. And if a woman likes to put on fancy clothes, you know, and say in front of the mirror or so forth, say she likes to
be proud, primp.
Okay. Now, does primp just mean putting on clothes, or would that mean like putting on makeup? Or
well, makeup.
The primping would be
yeah.
Makeup. Okay. All right. Now that's
tell us when. Get in front of the mirror and say, oh, she's in primping.